Part 3, The Connection. Chapter 15, A Portrait of a Person Connected to the Field of Intention. A person who lives in a state of unity with the source of all life doesn't look any different from ordinary folks. These people don't wear a halo or dress in special garments that announce their godlike qualities. But when you notice that they go through life as the lucky ones who seem to get all the breaks, and when you begin to talk to them, you realize how distinctive they are compared to people living at ordinary levels of awareness. Spend a few moments in conversation with these people who are connected to the power of intention, and you see how truly unique they are. These people, whom I call connectors, to signify their harmonious connection with the field of intention, are individuals who have made themselves available for success. It's impossible to get them to be pessimistic about achieving what they desire in their lives. Rather than using language that indicates that their desires may not materialize, they speak from an inner conviction that communicates their profound and simple knowing that the universal source supplies everything. Connectors don't place their thoughts on what they don't want because, as they'll tell you, the source of all can only respond with what it is, and what it is infinite supply. It can't relate to scarcity or things not working out because it's none of these things. If I say to the source of all things, it probably won't work out, I'll receive back from it precisely what I sent to it. So I know better than to think anything other than what my source is. To connectors, it all seems so simple. Keep your thoughts on what you intend to create. Stay consistently matched up with the field of intention, and then watch for the clues that what you're summoning from the all-creative source is arriving in your life. To a connector, there are simply no accidents. They perceive seemingly insignificant events as being orchestrated in perfect harmony. They believe in synchronicity and aren't surprised when the perfect person for a situation appears, or when somebody they've been thinking about calls out of the blue, or when a book arrives unexpectedly in the mail, giving them the information they needed, or when the money to finance a project they've been intending mysteriously shows up. To connectors, everything that shows up in their life is there because the power of intention intended it there. So they're always in a state of gratitude. They feel thankful for everything, even things that might seem to be obstacles. They have the ability and desire to see a temporary illness as a blessing, and they know in their heart that somewhere an opportunity exists in the setback, and that is what they look for in everything that shows up in their life. Through their thanks, they honor all possibilities. Rather than asking their source for something, because that seems to give power to what's missing, they commune with the source in a state of reverent gratitude for all that's present in their lives, knowing that this empowers their intention to manifest precisely what they need. Connectors aren't surprised when synchronicity or coincidences bring them the fruits of their intentions. They know in their hearts that those seemingly miraculous happenings were brought about into their immediate life space because they were already connected to them. Ask connectors about it and they'll tell you, of course, it's the law of attraction at work. Stay tuned vibrationally to the source of all life that intended you, and everyone else here and all of the powers of that field of intention will cooperate with you to bring into your life what you desire. They know that this is how the universe works. Others may insist that connectors are just plain lucky, but the people who enjoy the power of intention know otherwise. They know that they can negotiate the presence of anything they place their attention on as long as they stay consistent with those seven faces of intention. Connectors have an uplifting effect when they come into contact with people who are living in lower energy levels. Their peacefulness causes others to feel calm and assured, and they radiate an energy of serenity and peace. They're not interested in winning arguments or accumulating allies. Rather than trying to persuade you to think like they do, they're convincing through the energy they exude. People feel loved by connectors because they're merged with the source of all life, which is love. Connectors tell you without hesitation that they choose to feel good regardless of what's going on around them or how others might judge them. They know that feeling bad is a choice and that it isn't useful for correcting unpleasant situations in the world. So they use their emotions as a guidance system to determine how attuned they are to the power of intention. If they feel bad in any way, they use this as an indicator that it's time to change their energy level so that it matches up with the peaceful, loving energy of the source. They'll repeat to themselves, I want to feel good, and they'll bring their thoughts into harmony with the desire. Connectors are always in touch with their infinite nature. Death is not something that they fear, and they'll tell you this, if you ask, that they were never truly born, nor will they ever die. They see death as like taking off a garment or moving from one room to another, merely a transition. They point to the invisible energy that intends everything into existence and see this as their true self, because connectors always feel aligned to everyone and everything in the universe. They don't experience the feeling of being separate from anyone else or from what they'd like to attract into their lives. Their connection is invisible and non-material, but it's never doubted. Consequently, they rely on this inner, invisible spiritual energy that permeates all things. They live in harmony with spirit, never seeing themselves as separate. This awareness is key to their seeing the power of intention at work on a daily basis. Connector people are exceptionally generous. It's as if what they want for themselves is dwarfed only by wanting it even more for other people. They take great pleasure in giving. Others may wonder how they ever accumulate anything for themselves, yet their lives are filled with abundance, and they seem to lack nothing that they desire. The secret to the power of intention, they'll tell you, is in thinking and acting the same as the all-providing source from which all originates. It's always providing, and I choose to be a provider too. The more I give of myself and all that flows to me, the more I see flowing back to me. Connectors are highly inspired people. They live more in spirit than in form. Consequently, they're inspired and inspiring, as opposed to informed and filled with information. These are people who have a strong sense of their own destiny. They know why they're here, and they know that they're more than an encapsulated collection of bones, blood, and organs in a skin and hair-covered body. They're all about living this purpose and choosing to avoid being distracted by the demands of the ego. They have great reverence for the world of spirit, and by communing with this source, they stay inspired. Connectors will encourage you to stay in vibrational harmony with Source out of a sense of responsibility to the entire planet, and they regard this as a vital function to emulate. This isn't something they think about and discuss from a purely intellectual perspective. It's what they feel deeply within themselves and live passionately every day. As you observe these connectors, you'll note that they don't dwell on illness and disease. They move through their life as if their body is in perfect health. They actually think and feel that any current disease pattern has never been present, and they believe that they're already healed. They believe that they attract the new outcomes because they know that there are many possible outcomes for any given situation, even for a condition that may seem to others to be impossible to overcome. They'll tell you that the possibilities for healing outcomes are here and now, and the course that an illness will take is a matter of their own perspective. Just as they believe that external turbulent systems become peaceful in the presence of our peace, they see this as a possibility for internal turbulence. Ask them about their healing capabilities, and they'll say, "I'm already healed, and I think and feel from only this perspective." You'll often see your illnesses and physical complaints disappear when you're in the presence of exceptionally high energy connectors. Why? Because their high spiritual energy nullifies and eradicates the lower energies of illness. Just as being in the presence of connectors makes you feel better because they exude and radiate joyful, appreciative energy, so too will your body heal by being in this kind of energy field. Connectors are aware of the need to avoid low energy. They'll quietly retreat from loud, bellicose, opinionated people, sending them a silent blessing and unobtrusively moving along. They don't spend time watching violent TV shows or reading accounts of atrocities and war statistics. They might appear docile or uninteresting to people who wallow in the horrors being discussed and broadcast. Since connectors have no need to win, to be right, or to dominate others, their power is the fact that they uplift others with their presence. They communicate their views by being in harmony with the creative energy of the source. They're never offended because their ego isn't involved in their opinions. Connectors live their lives matched up vibrationally to the field of intention. To them, everything is energy. They know that being hostile, hateful, or even angry toward people who believe in and support low energy activities which involve violence in any form will only contribute to that kind of debilitating activity in the world. Connectors frequently mirror the seven faces of intention spoken about in this program. You'll see people who are extraordinarily creative, who have no need to fit in or to do things the way others expect them to. They apply their unique individuality to tasks, and they'll tell you that they can create anything that they place their attention and imagination upon. Connectors are exceptionally kind and loving people. They know that harmonizing with source energy is replicating the kindness from which they originated. Yet it's not an effort for connectors to be kind. They're always grateful for what comes to them, and they know that kindness toward all of life and our planet is how to display gratitude. By being kind, others want to return the favor and become allies in helping them to achieve their intentions. They associate with an unlimited number of people, all of whom are full of love, kindness, and generosity, assisting each other in fulfilling their desires. You'll also notice how connectors see the beauty in our world. They always find something to appreciate. They can get lost in the beauty of a starry night or a frog on a lily pad. They see beauty in children, and they find a natural radiance and splendor in the aged. They have no desire to judge anyone in low-energy negative terms, and they know that the all-creating source brings only beauty into material form, and so it is always available. Connectors never know enough. They're inquisitive about life, and they're attracted to every manner of activity. They find something to enjoy in all fields of human and creative endeavors, and are always expanding their own horizons. This openness to everything and all possibilities, and this quality of always expanding, characterizes their proficiency at manifesting their desires. They never say no to the universe. Whatever life sends them, they say, "Thank you. What can I learn, and how can I grow from what I'm receiving?" They refuse to judge anyone or anything that the source offers them, and this always expanding attitude is what ultimately matches them up with source energy and opens up their life to receiving all that the source is willing to provide. They're an open door that's never closed to possibilities. This makes them totally receptive to the abundance that's always ceaselessly flowing. These attitudes that you see in connector people are precisely the reason that these folks seem so lucky in life. When you are around them, you feel energized, purposeful, inspired, and unified. You're seeing people whom you want to hang around with because they energize you, and this brings you a feeling of empowerment. When you feel empowered and energized, you step into the flow of abundant source energy yourself, and you inadvertently invite others to do the same. The connection isn't just to source energy, it's to everyone else and everything in the universe. Connectors are aligned with the entire cosmos and every particle within the cosmos. This connection makes the infinite power of intention possible and available. These highly realized people think from the end, experiencing what they wish to intend before it shows up in material form. They use their feelings as a gauge to determine if they're synchronized with the power of intention. If they feel good, they know that they're in vibrational harmony with Source. If they feel bad, they use this indicator to adjust to higher energy levels. And finally, they act on these thoughts of intention and good feelings as if all that they desired were already here. If you ask them what you can do to make your desires come true, they'll unhesitatingly advise you to change the way you look at things. And the things you look at will change. I urge you to replicate their inner world and rejoice in the infinitely magnificent power of intention. It works. I guarantee it.
This has been a Hay House audiobook production. If you would like a free catalog of books and videos offered by Hay House, please call us at 1-800-654-5126. Thank you for listening.